with great happiness that I'm here today, blessed by your Sangha, by your darshan. Thank you very much to allow me to be here in your presence, even though I'm a sense personified. You're blessing me by allowing me to be here in this wonderful dham. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Today we're diving even deeper into that sweet nectarian ocean known as Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter number 9, text number 7. Eka tvam eva bhagavan idam atma shaktya maya atyaya uru gunaya Mahat Adi Ashesham Shrishtva Anuvishya Purusha Tat Asat Guneshu Nana Iva Darushu Vibhavasu Vat Vibhasi. Ekastvameva gavam idamatma shaktya.
Ekastvameva gavam idamatma shaktya.
Mayakyako vrugunaya mahadanyashesham.
Mayakyako vrugunaya mahadanyashesham.
Shishvanu Vishya Purushastara Sadguneshu
Shishvanu Vishya Purushastara Sadguneshu
Naneva Darushu Vibhavasu Vadvavasi
Naneva Darushu Vibhavasu Vadvavasi
Ekastvameva Bhagavan Nidamatma Shaktya
Ekastvameva Bhagavan Nidamatma Shaktya
Mayakyakyo Vrugunaya Madadnya Shesham
Mayakyakyo Vrugunaya Madadnya Shesham
Shishvanu Vishya Purushastada Sadguneshu
Shishvanu Vishya Purushastada Sadguneshu
Naneva Darushu Vibhavasu Vadvavasi
Naneva Darushu Vibhavasu Vadvavasi
Ekastvameva Bhagavan Bhagavan Nidamatma Shaktya
Ekastvameva Bhagavan Nidamatma Shaktya
Mayakyayo Rugunaya Madadnya Shesham
Mayakyayo
Shishvanu Vishya Purushastada Sadguneshu
Shishvanu Vishya Purushastada
Sadguneshu Naneva Darushu Vibhavasu Vadvavasi
Naneva Darushu Vibhavasu Vadvavasi
Ekastvameva
Eka
Eka
One
Tvam,
you.
Eva,
certainly.
Bhagavan,
O my Lord.
Idam,
this material world.
Atma Shaktya,
by your own potency.
Maya
Akyaya, of the name Maya.
Uru,
greatly powerful. Gunaya,
consisting of the modes of nature.
Mahat Adi, the Mahat Tattva, etc.
Ashesham,
unlimited.
Shrishva,
after creating.
Anuvishya,
Then after entering.
Purusha,
the super soul.
Sat
of Maya.
Asat
Guneshu,
into the temporarily manifested qualities.
Nana,
variously.
Eva,
as if.
Dadushu,
into pieces of wood.
Vibhavasubhat,
just like fire.
Vibhasi,
you appear.
Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
My Lord, you are the Supreme One, but by your different energies, you appear differently in the spiritual and material worlds.
You create the total energy of the material world by your external potency. And after creation, you enter within the material world as the super soul. You are the Supreme Person, and through the temporary modes of material nature, you create varieties of manifestation, just as fire entering into wood of different shapes burns brilliantly in different varieties. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj realized that the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, acts through his different energies, not that he becomes void or impersonal and thus becomes all-pervading. The Mayavadi philosopher thinks that the Absolute Truth, being spread throughout the cosmic manifestation, has no personal form. But here Dhruva Maharaj, upon realization of the Vedic conclusion, says, you were spread all over the cosmic manifestation by your energy. This energy is basically spiritual. But because it acts in the material world temporarily, it is called Maya or illusory energy. In other words, for everyone but the devotees, the Lord's energy acts as the external energy. Dhruva Maharaj could understand this fact very nicely, and he could understand also that the energy and the energetic are one and the same. The energy cannot be separated from the energetic. The identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the feature of Paramatma or Super Soul is admitted herein. His original spiritual energy enlivens the material energy. And thus the dead body appears to have life force. Voidist philosophers think that under certain material conditions, the symptoms of life occur in the material body, but the fact is that the material body cannot act on its own. Even a machine needs separate energy, electricity, steam, etc. It is stated in this verse that the material energy acts in varieties of material bodies, just as fire burns differently in different wood according to the size and quality of the wood. In the case of devotees, the same energy is transformed into spiritual energy. This is possible because the energy is originally spiritual, not material. As it is said, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta. The original energy inspires a devotee, and thus he engages all his bodily limbs in the service of the Lord. The same energy as external potency engages the ordinary non-devotees in material activities for sense enjoyment. We should mark the difference between Maya and Svadhamma. For devotees, the Svadhamma acts, whereas in the case of non-devotees, the Maya energy acts. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. So, there's one example which is a very fond example of the Mayavadis. They say you can take one piece of paper, you see, you tear off a piece here, piece there, you just throw the paper little pieces of that paper all over the room, you see. I give a piece to Sura, I give one to Savas, I give one to Drutakarma, I just pass out the paper everywhere, all over the room, you see. And what happened to the original paper? It doesn't exist anymore. That original piece of paper is now scattered, diffused. So they say that when the Supreme diffuses itself or himself everywhere, then the original form is lost. But the Mayavadis do not realize in the spiritual world, there's a different mathematics. In the material world, 1 minus 1 is 0. But these Mayavadis, they do not know in the spiritual world, the mathematics is 1 minus 1 equals 1. Or actually, 1 minus 1 equals 2. Krishna expands from himself, Balaram, and now there are 2. 1 minus 1 equals 2. So in this way, the Mayavadis have got it all wrong. Their mathematics is screwed up. That Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself unlimitedly, and never diminishes by any extent. It would be nice if we could get a bank account like that. Wouldn't that be nice? Bank account, the more you draw the money out, nothing, the balance is always there, you just keep drawing that money out. That'd be a wonderful bank account. Unlimited withdrawals, and the balance never decreases, you see. That is Krishna. You see, we have that bank account, actually. We already have that bank account. We just have to learn how to access it. You see. That is the science known as Bhakti Yoga. How to access that bank account with unlimited withdrawals available, with no diminution of the balance, you see. That is called spiritual energy, you see. Prabhupada is making a distinction here. It's very interesting. I've never seen this term used for the spiritual energy. Prabhupada's talking about Maya. We always know that term, material energy. But here he calls Svadhamma. You see. I've never heard that term used for the spiritual energy before. Literally, it means his own abode. So that makes a very interesting concept that the spiritual energy is the abode of the Lord. So that means actually wherever the spiritual energy is, that is Vrindavan. And that's actually a fact. We see that in Prabhupada's activities. Because Prabhupada was always in the spiritual energy, wherever he went, purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. We saw that everywhere he is going, that place is Vrindavan. Doesn't matter where it is. Wherever Prabhupada stepped his foot down, that is Vrindavan. Because that spiritual energy, Svadhamma, that is the abode of the Lord. So, now we are in the material energy. And even I see, as I'm looking out in the class, many of you are falling asleep. Your heads are going down like this, sleeping, you see. This is the material energy. Going to sleep in class is the material energy. It means we're leaving the abode of the Lord, and we are coming down to the abode of Maya. But if we can wake up, come out of the Maya, come into the spiritual energy of hearing the topics of Krishna coming from the lotus mouth of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and these wonderful, wonderful Bhaktivedanta purports, hearing, discussing these wonderful teachings of Prabhupada, then we enter into Svadhamma, that transcendental abode. Let's see what other points are available here. Prabhupada, so many nice points. Another nice point is this. Actually, the energy is spiritual. Ultimately, everything is spiritual energy. So that means to become Krishna conscious is not that difficult, actually, because Krishna is everywhere. There is nowhere where Krishna is not. It
Many people write me and they say, I'm having difficulty becoming Krishna conscious. What can I do? I'm trying, but it's so difficult. Actually, it is not difficult. We make it difficult. We actually make it difficult to become Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness is so natural. Why? Because it's already there within us. Just like a match, it has fire already there within it. So is it difficult to bring the fire out of the match? No, even a child can do. We have to be careful. We don't let them play with matches. Because anyone can bring fire out of a match. Simply, you have to have a dry match. It cannot be wet, and the striking service must be proper also. So if you have a dry match, and you have the proper striking surface, then anyone can bring the fire out. It is not difficult. So we are like mat. We have pure Krishna bhakti already there within us. Just sitting there, waiting to wake up. Simply requires the proper conditions, the proper atmosphere, dry atmosphere, you see. Therefore, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Because that makes wetness, dampness. Fire won't come out if you're engaged in sinful activity. And that striking process, that is very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Simply by striking that match, Hare Krishna chanting, that brings out the natural Krishna consciousness. And this is the great contribution of Srila Prabhupada to the world. Because the whole world is in the darkness of ignorance. They do not know how to be happy. I'm just finishing up. This is my last stop on a world preaching tour. We've been lecturing all over the world. We started off in Germany. We went to Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Amsterdam, Bulgaria, Qatar, India, Malaysia, Australia, Fiji, and now here. And we're seeing in so many different atmospheres, like we were in the paradisial beauty of Fiji Islands, that people are miserable. Why? Because there's no Krishna consciousness. Everybody's afraid to leave their house to come to the temple for an evening lecture because the thieves come. As soon as you leave your house in the evening, immediately the thieves are there breaking in, you see. There's no peace of mind. You see, you know it's a paradise, there's no peace of mind. So whether you're going into the cold northern regions of northern Europe, doesn't matter, wherever we go in this material world, we see that people are unhappy because they are not Krishna conscious. And we see that wherever people are Krishna conscious, they are happy. Doesn't matter. The material atmosphere doesn't matter at all. It simply depends on Krishna consciousness. Because that spiritual energy, Svadham. It's proper that this temple is not in Los Angeles. This is in Vaikuntha. You see. As soon as we connect with Krishna, we are in that the ultimate paradise, Goloka Vrindavan. So, this is a wonderful, wonderful center. I'm just actually in a state of awe coming here. You all have done such a wonderful job here of maintaining the presence of Srila Prabhupada on this planet, because you're publishing books, distributing books of Srila Prabhupada with great determination and enthusiasm. Prabhupada is captured here by your love, your loving service to him. His presence is so powerful here in New Dwarka, Srila Prabhupada's presence. And the quarters being maintained with so much love and devotion. One can feel how Prabhupada is present there, entering into his room. So I'm really in a state of awe that I have to be here in this wonderful atmosphere that you are maintaining. You are the guardians of the legacy of Srila Prabhupada. How nicely you are serving his mission here. It is actually the greatest responsibility that Srila Prabhupada has given us. In Bombay, he told us this. This amazes me every time I think about this. He said, the world is being managed by rogues and demons. He says, now you make your life successful and you take the management. Prabhupada actually wanted us to manage the whole world. Of course, as Brahmins. See, Brahman, he attracts the, by his preaching and his purity, he attracts the political leaders. The king bows down the feet of the Brahmin. So Prabhupada actually wanted us to become so pure and so perfect in our Krishna consciousness that the world leaders will come and say, all right, please guide us how to rule our country according to Srila Prabhupada's books. You see? This is the level of purity that Prabhupada wants from us. We become so fixed in this Krishna consciousness, so pure in our practice of Krishna consciousness. All the leaders will come. How to, please guide us, how to run our companies, our organizations, our countries, according to Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Prabhupada wrote a letter to Bali Mardan. He said, if we do everything very carefully, there's no reason why we can't save the world. Sometimes we think, well, so many things have happened in ISKCON, there's this thing, that thing. Devotees become discouraged. But there's no reason for discouragement. The words of Srila Prabhupada are just as true now as they were when he uttered them, you know, 30 years ago. It's a fact that if we simply carefully follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, there's no reason we cannot save the whole world. No reason. No reason at all. Nothing stopping us except the dirt in our own hearts. Nothing. The only obstacle is here, within. So this is why we have to focus on pure devotional service. Cleansing the heart of all the anarthas. Becoming fixed, solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. Unflinchingly fixed in the service of Guru and Gauranga. In this way we can actually bring that happy chapter to the world society, as predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj. He said this Krishna consciousness movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. So we have a very great opportunity here. Actually, this is the most exciting moment in history, right now. It's the most exciting moment in history. That Srila Prabhupada has come in the midst of the Kali Yuga and he's given us everything we need to do the greatest service to the suffering humanity. Spreading this Krishna consciousness movement to every home, to every heart on the face of this planet. Sometimes Prabhupada would quote a mundane person. It had some Krishna conscious value, like one poet named Kalpur. Prabhupada quoted him that the country is made by God and the city is made by man. So we can also sometimes do. They one time asked Bill Gates what was his formula for success. What was the secret of his great success? Who can be, you know, very big material success, Bill Gates. So he said, if you find yourself at in the right place at the right time and take massive action. So I was thinking when I heard that Mr. Gates said that, actually that really applies to us. We're at the right place, the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. At the right time, he has just started this movement, he's given us everything, all the books are there, the temple, the deities are there, the devotees are there, everything is there. Now we simply have to take massive action, become spiritual revolutionaries, you see, for inundating this planet with Krishna consciousness. Think revolution, breathe revolution, speak revolution, act revolution. In all times, all places, and all situations. Not political, not with guns. You know, armed with the weapon of Harinam, the ammunition of Prabhupada's books, the bullets of Gulab Jamuns, in this way, you see. There's nothing that can stop us from saving the world if we just take up this revolutionary move. And of all the places I've seen, this is, you have it more than anyone. I've been all over the world preaching for 4 months now, and this is the place where you really have it. This is the place. So I'm just really blessed to be here, to get fired up by your, to get some fire of enthusiasm from your Sangha. And just have to thank you for being here and doing what you're doing. So, are there any questions?
You mentioned that we should become so pure that these leaders of the world, they approach us for guidance.
Yes, yes.
We couldn't see it. Actually, Prabhupada was very pure, yeah?
Yeah.
But we didn't see it. The leaders of the world approached him for guidance.
Yeah. So Prabhupada had that purity. Now we have to just try to be the best possible representatives of Prabhupada that we can be. We just have to strive with every ounce of our determination to be the best possible representatives of Prabhupada that we can possibly be. As a collective society, working together, we have to try to represent Prabhupada purely to the best of our ability. And to the degree of our surrender, we will be rewarded. That is stated by Krishna. Ye yata mang prapadyante. According to our degree of surrender, that degree, the ultimate reward for a preacher is to have success in preaching. You see, that's the reward that we want to see. Books going out, devotees being made. You see. We want to see the success of the preaching movement. The scientists converted. You see. Krishna consciousness philosophy. So, the more we become purified, the more we will see the results from the preaching coming in.
By this example, Prabhupada, it seems that it's not the guarantee of our purity, it's not the guarantee that the leaders of the world approach us.
Well, Prabhupada told us in Vrindavan, he said, if you simply become nice Vaishnavas, then the people will respect you. And by respecting you, they will make spiritual advancement. In Gainesville, he told us, actually he told the TV man on the TV show, he said, how will you know someone who is Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said, he will be a perfect gentleman. See, the problem is, instead of being perfect gentlemen, what do? We fight amongst ourselves, isn't it? Some little trifle argument, we fight. Ah, isn't it? I have seen. So that tendency, that will kill us, you see. The fighting propensity will kill us. Prabhupada had to tell us, don't fight amongst yourselves. Why he should even have to tell us that? That's a no-brainer, don't fight amongst yourselves. But still, Prabhupada had to tell us, don't fight amongst yourselves. So this fighting propensity, it has to be used for conquering the demons, not for trying to conquer each other. We have to try to bring the non-devotees into the position of devotees. We have to fight against the personality of Kali. Actually, Pariksit Maharaj gave Kali some place at his residence, didn't he? But what is our program? Are we giving any Kali, the personality of Kali, any place of residence? No, we're going everywhere with the books. So our program is no place of residence for Kali. Bhakta Kali, he should shave up. Put on tilak, personality of Kali. You see, we want everyone, even Kali must join. No place of residence for Kali. Pariksit gave, but we do not give any place for Kali's visit. You see. No, the potential is there. The potential is there that actually we can attract the world leaders. The potential is there. We just have to get the dirt out of our hearts. That's all. And we can attract everyone to this Krishna consciousness movement. If we become very, 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 very pure. Or even that, even if 1% can be attracted, that's enough to change the face of this planet. Even that 1%. So we have to conquer the demon within. The asura. The bhakta. Every one of us is the bhakta director. We're training up a bhakta ourselves, you see. We are bhakta leader. Of our own, the non-devotee in our heart, we have to make him into a devotee. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
I know, thank you for that. I suppose it's well taken, though, that Although Srila Prabhupada was pure, all the worldliness did not surrender to him. Although the Pandavas were pure, Duryodhana did not surrender. So sometimes the devotees have to stage a fight. In Prabhupada's case, in the Pandavas' case, it was a direct fight with weapons. But in Prabhupada's case, it was a grassroots revolution. He had access to Balabhadra Shastri and all these big guys in India. He had access to that. We have pictures of him giving books to big leaders in India. But he didn't stage a fight at that level. He went to the grassroots. He went to the people.
Yeah.
He went to the streets.
That's right.
Coffee house to coffee house.
That's right.
Personally.
That's right.
So that's what we have to do. We,
that's right.
Even if we get access to Bhoshan, we give him a Bhagavad Gita, which we've done many times. We have pictures of the Bhoshan giving books to leaders. What did it accomplish?
It's not
a grassroots revolution. We have to work with people one at a time and convince one person after the next person after that. And then they will count for good leadership.
That's right. The only way we can actually, we should come to the point though where the leaders are, but the fact is the leaders, even if they wanted to right now, they couldn't do that. You see? They couldn't do it because they would be dragged down in the democratic system. We don't have a powerful kshatriya who is ruling by his own strength. They're just puppets of the vested interests. So the present system, even if Bush wanted to be a devotee, he'd have to do it secretly. You see? So the fact is that by grassroots, our revolution is a grassroots program. You make them Krishna conscious, so they demand Krishna conscious leaders. That is actually the system. There's no doubt. But at the same time, we actually want to work from both, we want to play it from both ends, to be honest. We really should keep playing it from both ends. Because you never know. Shouldn't leave any stone unturned in the effort to push forward this movement. We should, from every angle we should approach. Prophets of the mass and the class. So grassroots, that is mass. But Prabhupada also said class. That's the going for the leaders. Prabhupada wanted both going on simultaneously. The mass and the class. Any other points? Due to Karma Prabhu, yes.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering if you could explain a little bit more about your preaching tour and what it was based on.
Yes. Well, I'm my wife and I, Vishnupriya, I don't know if you know who she is. We have a small preaching center in Austin, Texas, and you know, not a lot of happening there. And back in 2003, I just ventured onto the internet presenting. I was thinking I wanted to sell Bhagavad Gita on the internet. And nobody took a Bhagavad Gita. But then I thought, well, why not give them something for free, a self-realization course? So people started signing up, and then we gave them the required textbook for the course, which is the Bhagavad Gita. And then they buy it, they buy sets of Bhagavatam sometimes. So in this way, we found people from all over the world were signing up for the course. I get 20,000 people signed up, actually. And we got so many contacts all over the world, we just have to go out and meet them. So now we regularly tour in Europe. We do a world preaching tour every year, North American preaching tour. We have three tours we do every year. Just to go out and, you know, so many people now are joining, taking up Krishna consciousness through this humble effort by the mercy of Prabhupada, and gives us a chance to get a lot of nice association with wonderful devotees like you all here in good work. We go around and preach. So, yeah, we see that I've seen that it pays to be innovative and creative in Krishna consciousness preaching. Not that we just have to follow some stereotype. We should always be daring and active to try anything and everything. Pushing for the movement, it does. If we keep trying this thing and that thing, we'll find we can. There's new ways we can preach, new ways we can open, new channels that can open up. So we should always be very daring and active, as Prabhupada said, innovative for how to push forward this movement, how to distribute books, how to make devotees. There's just unlimited ways we can do it. We just have to be always, dynamic in our always have a dynamic attitude about pushing forward this movement. Questions, Mara? Did that answer your question? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I wish they would all take, you know. We get a, you know, it's like Manushanam Sahasresh. So you can get 20,000 people to sign up, and, you know, 20 of them will buy a Bhagavad Gita. That's the way the numbers work, especially in cyberspace. and then you get two or three, you become serious devotee. You know, it's like, you know, the numbers. So we keep thinking, it's got to work the numbers. And any salesman knows, you just got to work the numbers. Pump as many numbers into your advertising campaign that you can, and from that you get a certain percentage who will nibble, and that certain people, number will bite out of that, and that, of those who bite, a certain number will take the full meal, you know. So we just got to get as many nibblers as we can out there. Always try to, you know, expanding our propaganda. Any other questions?
I assume that some of the students study Bhagavad Gita online, electronic form, like there's websites where there's Bhagavad Gita.
Microphone, I'm hard of hearing, so.
If you assume that maybe some of your students study Bhagavad Gita online, electronic form, there's so many, archives that all Prabhupada's books on their website available to anyone to read.
I couldn't quite hear what you're saying. He was asking how many people have bought the books?
No, he's asking how many. Do you have any idea that some people out there may be reading the Bhagavad Gita online?
How many are reading it online as opposed to buying it?
Maybe we're not buying it, but reading it, studying it.
Oh, I have no idea how many people are studying it online. Actually, I don't. When I tell them this is a required book for the course, I don't give them the option to do it online. I want them to buy the book because it's so much easier to have the book in your hand. It's so much easier, the printed material to read, sit and stare at a computer screen. I only offer the online thing if somebody complains, but they don't have any money for the book. What can I do? You know, we sell it to them at their own web store, or we also, either that or they have the option of going to their local ISKCON center. We give them a link to ISKCON.com. So they can come to here to New Dwarka or whatever their local nearest center is to pick up a copy. And then we offer the online thing. If they complain they don't have any money, what they can do, then we tell them about the online. I much prefer to have, actually, if they actually put some money out and, you know, buy a book, they're going to be much more serious, generally, than someone who just reads it online for free. That is stated. Tadvidi pranipatena, you should approach the spiritual master and render service. So by giving that donation, they are rendering service, you see. So by that exchange, it's called loving exchange. You hear from Guru and you give service. They hear from Prabhupada and they give the, you know, they're hearing from Prabhupada and they gave that money. That is very good service when you give money. So it's better they buy Bhagavad Gita than just reading it for free. But that is also there as an option. People can read it online. Questions more? All right, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.